This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's a food used in practically every culture, but one the world may take somewhat for granted. It's the potato, which is a very big deal here in the Pacific Northwest. At the Potato Expo, I spoke with Mark DeBeaufort, who is the director of a worldwide campaign called Imagine a World Without Potatoes. He says it's about all the potato represents.
Let's go beyond the fact that potatoes are delicious, and a French fry on a cold day, it's just a wonderful feeling. But potatoes represent even more than that. They represent love, comfort, warmth, and also a very, very long human tradition of domesticating a weird tuber from the high Andes that has now become the third most important crop in the world.
DeBeaufort says the potato means different things to different cultures.
A little bit of a stereotype, but if you ask a Russian, then they'll say, oh my God, it's a world without vodka, and that's a terrible world. I don't want to live in that world. But it's very many different things in different countries. In Canada, I would argue it's a world with poutine, that thing they do, which I'm sure is very fattening, with the French fries and the cheese. Or if you ask in Idaho, it might be a world without a baked potato. Or if you ask in France, they faint because it's a world without frites. So let's remember that that versatility is what's enabled the potato to become such a national icon in such different cultures.
DeBeaufort says we all love potatoes in some way, so his campaign is to make sure we don't forget about our spuds. Listen tomorrow for more on A World Without Potatoes.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.